Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, your name again?
My name is O. How may I help you?
Oh, your company just charged my credit card and it was not authorized, and I would like a refund.
All right, so I'll be happy to assist you today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
19380.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Catherine with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name Horvath, H-O-R, V as in Victor, A-T-H.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
704 Chessie Court, C-H-E-S-S-I-E Court. That's in Westchester. Two words, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380.
Okay, thank you. So I showed January the 30th, you placed the order for a fitness smartwatch. And what you did when the order was placed initially, the only thing you had to pay would be the shipping and handling, which cost $7.95. And within the terms and conditions, it explained by you placing that order, you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club. It's an online gadget store. So the benefits of being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card every month, and you're billed for that membership as well, which is priced at $56.95 a month as well.
Nope. I want that canceled. I want a refund. I didn't see anything about a $56.95 charge.
Okay. So I definitely understand you wanted to cancel. I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. Overall, I understand you did not, see the information, but it still was provided.
It is valid
upon our terms and conditions. But I will see what we can do for you as far as with getting a refund submitted today. Just a moment.
Thank you. Because if you don't, my bank will be after you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just a moment.
By the way, I'm happy to send that watch back, too.
Yes, ma'am. We aren't accepting any returns due to COVID, so that would be yours to keep at this point. So we would not be able to accept it. But just a moment. So I have canceled the account. That will go in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. In regards to the charge, again, it is valid, but I can offer a courtesy refund today, which will be 50%, and that will reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, go ahead and do that. I mean, it's bullshit, but go ahead and do it.
Okay, a moment.
I would like you to, I'm going to check that text, too, because I don't remember the terms and conditions that you are referencing.
Right. So in reference to that, ma'am, I can provide you with a website if you would like to review through that information once I get finished submitting the refunds up. So just a moment.
No, I mean, I didn't go through a website. So to me, that's meaningless. If I don't see it in my text, then it's not valid to me.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's the only way, of course, that you would be able to review that information. We aren't able to send it through text or email or any of those, methods. So if you would, to answer your question, you want to, have that information in front of you, I can provide you with the website for you to do so.
No, that's not my point. My point is that you said that you provided me with this when I answered the, this was a text message that was supposedly, obviously a phishing text, and it was sent to me as a, it seemed to be from Verizon. Kind of a courtesy, like, if you take this survey, we'll send you this watch, assuming that you will pay the shipping and handling. I agreed to that. Nowhere did it say anything about me agreeing to a subscription of any kind. And so in order for me to verify that you told me that I agreed to it, I'm going back to my text and I'm seeing where it said that I agreed to the subscription. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I understand, you know, what you're explaining, but I have answered that question for you. If you want to review through that information, I will be able to provide the website.
I didn't go through a website, so it's meaningless to me.
I understand that, ma'am. But if you want to review through the terms and conditions, you will have to go to the website. There's no other option.
Well, if I initially agreed to the terms and conditions, which is what you're telling me that I did.
Right.
You're telling me that I agreed to the terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm telling you is that I'm not able to send you a text or email. If you want to review through the terms and conditions, you will have to go to the website.
I've saved the original text.
I understand that, ma'am.
My own text.
Understood.
Good. Okay. Great.
Okay. So if you want the website, I'll be happy to provide that. I have already submitted.
I don't want the website.
Okay, well, there's no other way for us to send that information to you. So it's other than that, the website, other than that, ma'am, there's no way for us to send it to you.
Well, you don't have to send, you've already sent it to me.
Right, but you're requesting. Yes, ma'am, you're requesting.
I already agreed to it, correct?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, I haven't stated that.
I'm speaking now.
No, ma'am, you can go ahead. You're fine.
Thank you. I accepted this watch through a text. I saved the text. You're telling me that I authorized you to charge me $56.95 per month through the delivery mechanism that I agreed to. That was a text to me. If I do not see the terms and conditions within the text that I agreed to, then it is not valid. Now you can speak. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were speaking. I'm still here. So in regards to that, ma'am, I've answered the question. I'm not able to send any emails or texts. I've already explained how you would be able to review through those terms and conditions. So let me know when you're ready for the confirmation. This will be in regards to the refund and cancellation submitted today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. C as in cancel. 258. 897-416.
Let me read that back to you. It's C as in cancel, 258-897-416.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and can I have the name of the company, please?
Yes, the name of the is Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay. That's not what shows up on my credit card statement.
The statement never matches what the services that are offered. If you're looking for the name of the company within the description, you're not going to find it. So that's our name of our company is not in the description.
That's odd. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this information down in the event that I would want to get a hold of an attorney.
Okay.
So it's Consumer Gadgets Club, correct? And your address, please?
I'm not able to provide an address. If we give that out, customers can, you know, have access to come, you know, pull up or anything. So safety-wise, I'm not able to give you a location. We're located in California.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Would it be on the website that you're trying to send me?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just get it from the website.
Okay.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, I guess unless you're going to give me a full refund, which is what you owe me, I guess this conversation ends.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.